Why are women leaving the workforce? It's not just because of COVID. More than 2.3 million women have left the workforce since last February, reported by Fortune. Women have left feels somehow wrong, doesn't it? In the face of every gender equality mission and so much effort, they left? This is not the same as the text message that says, "I have left for the grocery store." I know many of these women, and the decision was full of angst. For many, there felt like no decision at all, a forced hand. For more, it was a choice of children or career. This is exactly the war that's been waged against women for as long as I've been aware. Can you have it all, if all includes family and work? Can you advance professionally as a woman? What about in a global pandemic? The numbers, they say a lot. When we read a headline like this one, nearly 80% of the 346,000 workers who vanished from the U.S. labor force in January are women, we can't get our head around it. Let's dig into it. What that means is that 276,000 women vanished from the labor workforce in January. January. I find vanish loathsome too, to be honest, but I can't fault anyone. What word does accurately speak to this kind of loss? There are 75,000 seats in the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, where the Super Bowl was played this year. You could fill that stadium 3.5 times with the women that faced this impossible decision to leave the workforce in January. How about one way, more way for us to grasp this? If these women left all in one 24-hour period, 192 women would be vanishing a minute. How many people did you go to high school with? Graduating class of 192 by any chance? Well, every single one of them left the workforce in January. Does that hit closer to home? Women have exited the workforce both by necessity and choice. What's more, 1 in 4 women are actively considering leaving the workplace or downshifting their careers today. So why are women leaving? Simply put, it's all too much. There have been more articles about burnout and reaching the end of ropes and exposés on women reaching their breaking point. And while that's a great start, it's great to let women know that we're not alone. But now what? The problem, as I see it, has two parts. Part one is we're attempting to do too much. And all of the solutions, and I use that word loosely, are actually additive, meaning they put more on your already overwhelmed to-do list with a potential payoff in the future. Part two of that problem is with too much to do, we stop doing the things that are most nourishing to us because those activities feel unnecessary. The combination of those two things leave us empty. Both of these problems are exacerbated by the fact that women don't have access to women leading in our own lives. This is one of the primary reasons I started the Real Women in Business podcast. I believe when we share stories and access to women like ourselves doing the work, we have a point of inspiration that we can act on. For example, if I can see how Lisa Jackson, an incredible leader within Accenture, can work from home with her kids and still create opportunities to take care of herself and nurture friendships, I can see how that's possible in my life too. When Molly Hartley, a founder of Scratch Bake Shop, a local entrepreneur here in Rochester, New York, shares her entrepreneurial dream and about being a single mom and dreaming ever bigger, we get to do that with her. When we hear the stories of Abby Burlisle talking about climbing the ladder of success as a millennial while still being really passionate about her photography and contribution to her community, we get to be inspired by Abby and with her. So many of our examples feel out of reach. Sheryl Sandberg, oh, I love Sheryl, but she had a memorable quote on that said this: "Men aren't asked, how do you do that? How do you do this? Do you have nannies? Do you have a cook? My husband has never been asked those questions. I am asked all the time." I appreciate Sheryl's frustration on the inequality of the question. And I think the question is also what women are looking for the answer to. Or perhaps larger, how do you do it? No, really, how? I need to know because I'm not, and I need you to show me. If it takes multiple nannies, a cook, and a housekeeper to do it, then I know I need to shift my own expectations. Access to women leading from a whole life perspective is critical. We need a new frame of reference. We need to see the rise of a new kind of leadership, one committed to stewarding the women in their care. It's happening, and I believe it's been happening for a long time in smaller, less seen pockets. And what we need to do is we need to shine the light of the sun on it so it can grow. Access is where we start. And from there, we can build into mentorship and sponsorship. So I'd love to know from you, how are you doing it? How's it feeling? Are you okay? Let's ask one another. Who knows? It might just help.